This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a whole selection of the most interesting new indie rock, including a few new bands being played on the show for the first time. Our first of eight new tracks is from Office Dog. From their new album Prime Corner, this is Gold Things. Sonic Youth. Opening things up was Office Dog and Gold Things. The trio was formed in Dunedin and is now based in Auckland. It's led by Kane String alongside bassist Rasani Talova and Mitchell Innes on the drums. After releasing their debut album Spiel in 2023 and opening for Dinosaur Jr. on their New Zealand tour in 2024, Office Dog has now dropped a second full length. I played my favourite track from the album, the pre-release single Rains, on episode 240. Opening this show was Gold Things, and here's Permanent Day.
Listen, I would be fine. A permanent
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was a new track from New Zealand's Office Dog, named Permanent Day. Next up is a track from Dutch indie rockers Pip Blom. Pip Blom are a great band, mixing post-punk noise with indie pop sensibilities. In 2017, before they'd released an LP, Pip Blom released two especially brilliant tracks, Babies Are a Lie and School. Now, almost 10 years later, they are releasing updated versions of those same earlier tracks to celebrate their 10th birthday. The new version of School tightens up the loose edges of the original and sharpens the recording quality. Coming soon is an updated version of Babies Are a Lie, my favourite Pip Blom song. But here's School, 2026 edition. Version of Pip Blom's School. Next, the latest pre-release single from the Wild Pink album, which will follow up Dulling the Horns, one of the best albums of 2024. Wild Pink is the project of New York's John Ross. They've released 5 albums to date of their Heartland Rock meets Indie meets Americana sound, bringing the sound of Tom Petty and Springsteen into the world of indie rock. The upcoming album is called Still Coming Down. The first single was the brilliant Round of Applause at the End of the World. This new one keeps it up. Here's Box Store.
Part of the year.
That was Box Store, new music from Wild Pink. Next up on our new music adventure is Elephant Stone, with the latest song from their upcoming record Asher. The band was formed by Rishi Deer after he left Montreal-based 60s mod-influence band The High Dials. Elephant Stone saw Deer meld his 60s pop and his neo-psych influences with those coming from his Indian heritage, with the band making use of sitar and tabla, among many other traditional instruments. This is best heard on the epic piece of psychedelia that is Sally Go Round the Sun from their 2013 self-titled record. That record also features Looking Through Baby Blue, a great piece of indie pop. Around the same time, they also put out an epic cover of Tom Petty's Into the Great Wide Open, one of my all-time favourite indie rock covers, and one that leans into the psychedelic tendencies of the original. I haven't loved all of what Elephant Stone have released over the past few years, but the run-up to the new album Asher looks very promising. The latest single was called Fascist Killed Your Rock and Roll. On the song's bold title, Rishi Deer says this: "You have to be living under a rock to ignore what's happening." That was Elephant Stone, and their awesome new single, Fascist Killed Your Rock and Roll. Next, Julia Jacqueline. Hailing from the Blue Mountains region of New South Wales, Jacqueline has released three records of sharp indie pop since her 2016 debut. 2019's Crushing was an especially great album. My favourite Julia Jacqueline work, though, will always be Fantastic Furniture. It's a band she formed alongside Elizabeth Hughes and Ryan Brennan to release a soul record in 2018. After a long hiatus since her 2022 album, Jacqueline will release The Gem in September. Here's a catchy new single from it, named Get Away From Me. Piece of music from Julia Jacqueline, named Get Away From Me, I Think I'll Love You Soon. Next up, a fresh band from Bozeman, Montana, who are gearing up to release their debut LP. They're called Stonefruit, and their album Good News Only comes out in a few days. The band formed in 2024 and became well known in their local scene. Judging by the sound of this next track, their scene will be expanding soon. This is From the Sun.
Skin on his
That was Stonefruit and their great new track, From the Sun. Our final song this week comes from another new band named Oral Habit. The Brighton-based trio released their debut LP, A Broken Chord, earlier this month. They have an awesome sound, taking the slightly played out UK indie punk sound and adding in some proper garage psych guitar noise. Abrasive and slightly unpolished, but raw and energetic, here's my favourite song from this new record. It's called The Glove. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.